Yeah, like I said, I thought it was going to be gimmicky, because the 891's got something similar. I think it's called DSP. It's either DNR or DSP. There's two of them. I can't remember which one's the one that, like, reduces the noise. And it works okay, but it literally makes them sound like they're underwater. Granted, that's HF, so it's a little different beast here. The signals are probably not as strong as they are coming off of an FM repeater. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it. It sounds great. Looks good. Super happy with it. So for the money, I think that if you're going to buy an analog dual bander, I think that's the way to go. Under $400, I don't think you're gonna beat it with that kind of technology. I don't like that they're starting to nickel and dime you. Like, they have an FTM-150R that's, like, $50 cheaper, but it doesn't have ASP. Then they have the ASP model, and they did the same thing with the 510, but the 510 doesn't have Bluetooth, so you can buy a Bluetooth module and the ASP module. So it's like, all right, now there's all these different product numbers and modifications you can do to these radios. It's like, why not just make one radio that's rock solid and charge a fair price? But I don't know. After the bad experience I had with that 500 and then coming to this, it's night and day. So it checks all my boxes. I don't do digital. I don't care to do APRS. I don't need a colored touchscreen. So I'm happy.